This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, Alyssa Walker Campbell, welcome back to the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. I tell you what, the party continues as we celebrate the start of the NBA season. Super excited about our next guest as it's his first time on our program. We are talking about the co-host of NBA TV's The Starters, J.E. Skeets. Thank you so much, J.E., for joining us for the first time.
Yeah, thank you. My virgin experience here. Thanks
for having me. Hey, plenty to get into, but I got to ask you this. How in the world did you survive a wedgie from Shaq? God bless you.
I'm still feeling the ramifications from that. That is a giant. I actually drew the short straw.
You sure did.
I literally drew straws to see who would get the wedgie, and that was unfortunately me.
Okay, so give us your takeaways from the opening week of the NBA season. I thought the champs looked great on opening night against the Knicks. They definitely look like they can win it all again.
They looked absolutely fantastic. I think it's a little tough to say how great they are because they were playing the Knicks, who we know have had a ton of turnover and sort of are still the Knicks. So it's sort of tough to take too much away from that, so I'm excited to see them play a couple more games in the Cavs. But LeBron, when he's locked in, there's no doubt, best player in the league. I think we can all agree with that. So, yeah, they look like they're going to be tough to beat. The question, I mean, I just hope as a basketball fan that someone in the East will put up a fight, and be it the Celtics or the Raptors or the Pacers, who had a big win in their opening week here. You know, hopefully there's a fight, because I think we all think the Cavs will, especially LeBron, will go back to his seventh final, but I'd like to see someone put up a fight.
Co-host of The Starters, NBA TV's J.E. Skeets. It's his first time on the program at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are interactive. We would absolutely love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter, at E-Radio Sports. You can go back and listen to the entirety of this interview at podcastarena.com. And I tell you what, J.E., you bring up a great point, because obviously the Cavs, they are the clear favorite to win the East. Let's be more specific. Who do you think will challenge the Cavs in the East? Is it going to be the Pacers? Is it going to be Boston?
The Pacers, like I said, they're scary, because if Miles Turner has taken the next leap, which, I mean, it's only one game, so let's not go crazy, but against the Mavs on Wednesday night, if he has taken that leap and what he showed in that game, scoring 30 points and great defense, if he's joining Paul George as sort of a 1-2 dynamic there, that dynamic duo, that's trouble. That would be quite the challenge, I think, to the Cavs. I truly don't believe anyone will beat LeBron in a 7-game series still at this point in his career, and with the help that he has in Kyrie and Love, but that will be interesting. I'm from Toronto, so I'll wave the homer flag here and say the Raptors are still going to put up a fight. Everyone makes fun of the Raptors. You know, they won 56 games last year. They go to the conference finals. That's
true.
The first. You know, they had only one playoff series in their entire history. And again, I was there since the beginning, so I've been counting, and it's easy to count to one. But they get to the conference finals, and they took two games. Yes, they got blown out in the other four games against the Cavs, but they did take those two games at home. They've talked about trying to maybe get that one seed, because if they do, Toronto really does have a great home court advantage. The fan base there is unbelievable. I'll say the Pacers and the Raps. I still don't know enough about the Celtics and the new look. They played the Nets in their early game this week. So until we see really what they're all about, they should be in the mix. So they're going to be a 50-win team, I think, with Horford there now. So I think we're going to have three solid challengers. But as I said, in the end, I'm always taking LeBron in a 7-game series, especially in the East.
Co-host of NBA TV's The Starters, J.E. Skeets, is with us at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You can catch J.E. and the rest of The Starters throughout the NBA season on NBA TV for their fun. It's refreshing. It is an awesome brand of NBA coverage, and I absolutely love the show. I want to hear some more about it, but I want to back up a moment, because we were talking about the Pacers. You know, I'm partial. I love those Dallas Mavericks. The Pacers defeat the Mavericks at 130-121 on Wednesday night. Turner was impressive, as you were talking about that stat line. I mean, 30 points and 16 rebounds. Do you think he can deliver on a consistent basis? I mean, he's showing that he's got some stroke. He's got some range. He can hit that 15-footer.
Yeah, absolutely. He showed that off. I mean, it was sort of funny, because not that his shot looks anything like Dirk's. I mean, it's completely different. But Dirk, as a big guy, he was that first big guy to be a 7-footer and just fire away from 20 out. And that's when I was like watching Miles Turner last night. I was like sort of like I could see the similarity there. And the biggest thing, and I heard Turner talk about this on Game Time on NBA TV a little bit later. They had him sort of one-on-one, and they asked him about, you know, wow, you're knocking down that jumper consistently. He shot a great percentage. You know, is that something you worked on? He said for 2 or 3 weeks during the summer straight, that's all he did was take about 300 threes, and he was talking about the three-point line, 300 threes a day. And I think you could tell because he had no hesitation at all. And he has such a high release point as it is. You can't block it because the guy's big as it is. But he wouldn't even think about not shooting it. And so the confidence was there. I mean, he's not going to go whatever he shot, 13 to 20 or 13 to 19 every game here in the season. But just the confidence that he has, you're going to have to, I mean, defensive guys are just going to have to stay glued to him, which isn't easy because he's a big guy and he usually has a slower big guy on him a lot of the time. So, yeah, I mean, Cass, my co-host, he picked him for most improved player of the year coming into this season right now. Again, super early, but I mean, it looks like a good pick. He could put up very easily sort of 2010-like numbers.
You know, another quick hit on the Pacers. I think back, what, a year ago when they made that significant style adjustment, shifting from the big lineup to the small. They advanced to the playoffs. And then, of course, you know, big-time change took place in the offseason, J.E., as the Pacers parted ways with Frank Vogel. You know, they hire or they bring up and promote Nate McMillan to replace him. Do you think another year of playing small and at a faster pace, playing small ball, it's going to begin to show dividends?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what the organization and Larry Bird talked about. He said we want to play faster, which then some people question because they went and got a guy like Al Jefferson. But that's fine. Al Jefferson's not starting, and Al Jefferson's not going to get massive minutes. And it's nice to have a guy coming off your bench who you can change the tempo of the game, and you can feed the big guy in there, and he can go to work. He played great for the Hornets last year. Bird knows that this game is going back to the up and down, and your big guys have to be able to shoot, and everyone has to be a threat out there. And that's what he talked about, and that's what he's tried to implement here, and so far, so good. I mean, they're called the Indiana Pacers. It sort of would be nice to have a bit of pace
right
to their game. It sort of works. So I just think it's Larry Bird looking back and going, this is where we're headed. This is where your center, especially your four, they got to play. They got to be able to get up and down the floor and, of course, be able to sort of stretch the defense and shoot from distance.
Okay, so let's head out west quickly. What about that disappointing opening night for the Golden State Warriors? How long do you think, J.E., it's going to take for these guys to mesh, to get in sync?
A horrible loss. I mean, the Spurs are great, though, I think. We sort of gloss over that. I mean, that's a 67-win team, and Kawhi Leonard, you know, runner-up MVP, defensive player of the year back-to-back. I mean, he's a stud. He's going to be an all-NBA for the next 10 years. And then, of course, other good players around him in Aldridge and Pau Gasol. But the Warriors, I think the biggest question with them, you know, we had some fun with it on the show earlier this week about we do this one thing called It's Just One Game But, where we completely overreact. And one of the fun ones was It's Just One Game But, you know, Kevin Durant has ruined the Warriors, right? Just totally tongue-in-cheek, because he actually played all right and had a couple nice defensive plays and, you know, obviously offensively sort of led them in scoring, so he was fine. Their problem is going to be replacing Andrew Bogut at the center position. They're banking on the idea that Zaza Pachulia, David West, maybe even JaVale McGee, which is crazy to say, that one of those three guys or three of them collectively can give them what Andrew Bogut could give them last year. Because Bogut's definitely not the flashiest player, but they have the flash. They need the guys to set the dirty picks, which Bogut was fantastic at, to rim protect, to rebound. They need something from those guys, Zaza, David West, and JaVale McGee. And if they don't get anything from them, then that means they're forced to go to the small ball, the death lineup, even more, which is great, we all know, with Draymond as your five, or Kevin Durant as your five, whatever you want to call it, their 4-5. But that's going to be taxing on them, especially defensively. You're asking Draymond to do that for more, because they would go to that, you know what, 5-6 minutes in fourth-quarter situations to really put away teams when the game was close. If they're forced to play that 20, 25, 30, you get up there, I think that's too much. So they need something from the center position, and they got to figure out very quickly if Zaza or David West really can give that to them. That's the biggest question mark with the Warriors.
Yeah.
But they'll be fine. They're going to win 60 games.
Yeah,
they'll be able to outscore a lot of teams.
Okay, the co-host of NBA TV's The Starters, J.E. Skeets, has been with us right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You can catch J.E. and the rest of The Starters throughout the season on NBA TV for their fun brand of basketball. Quick question as we wrap it up. Can you play? Can you ball? I mean, how's your game going?
I'm a super speedy point guard. I'm a playmaker. I'm always setting up guys just like I am on the show. This has been a fantastic week for me. Not only is the NBA back, not only did the Raptors win their home opener,
okay,
but I balled out at my pickup run this week.
Sweet.
It was one of those good weeks where everything was dropping. Yeah, so I'm on cloud nine right now.
I love it. Hey, we love you, J.E., and we look forward to another opportunity to have you on our program. Thanks so much. Continued success, okay?
Thanks so much, Alyssa.
You bet. Much more coming your way right here in hour number one at the all-new SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.